This is WLVR's Flight Club. I'm Devin Cortan. I'm whispering because I'm making a surprise visit to Christine's house because she is quite the beer connoisseur and has a collection, and I want to see what's in there. Okay, here we go.
Someone is at the front door.
Hey, hi, Devin. How are you?
Hey, Christine. Good. How are you?
Good. What
you
doing?
Hey, Georgie. Hey, Nelson. I just wanted to pop in because I heard you might have some good stuff in the fridge.
Guess what? I do. I got a great idea. Let's make a game out of it.
Perfect idea. Let's do it.
Now it's time for What's in Christine's Fridge?
All right, Christine, let's see what's in this fridge. Do the honors.
Okay, I'm going to open it up. I do have a couple of different beers from Shiner. That's the brewery out of Texas that I really like. Got something from Lancaster, which is one of my favorite breweries. But also, Devin, this might be of interest to you. I was in Pittsburgh a couple of weeks ago, and I stopped at a couple of local breweries and picked up some beer. Do you want to go for those?
I think I'm excited to try some Pennsylvania beer from Pittsburgh. Let's do it.
First one we're going to try is the Voodoo Love Child. Okay. This is a fruited Belgian-style Trappel ale, and that means it's high in alcohol content.
I was going to say it might be a little strong if it's a Belgian triple.
Yeah, it is 9.5%.
But that means it's going to have all those Belgian yeasts that are so sweet and so wonderful to drink.
So we want to give this one a try?
Yeah, well, it's three of my favorite things, voodoo, fruit, and beer.
Let's go for it. You can see, look at this, it has a little bit of a red tinge to it.
Yeah, it's this, you can see the carbonation in there. Not a big frothy head, but boy, the color of this is golden and beautiful.
All right.
So I'm being honest here, I didn't read the can, so I don't know what this beer is fruited with, but of course the Belgian yeast really bring a banana forward flavor to this beer. I'm also getting some stone fruit qualities and lots of floral, almost like I'm drinking, I don't know, maybe grape juice almost too.
After a few sips, I'm tasting the cherry in there. Again, this is Voodoo Brewing Company, and we are having the Voodoo Love Child. It is a fruited Belgian style. I say Trappel, you say triple. I think it's all the same.
I've heard it both ways, Christine.
Yep, and no matter what you say, it is a high alcohol content beer. Yeah,
you might not be super coherent after a few of these.
All right, let's go on to the next one that we have. This is from Rivertown Brewing. I picked this up from the Strip District in Pittsburgh. That's like the Italian Market area.
Okay.
Some really great shops. And I walked into this place. I looked at what they had. I'm like, oh, nothing really catches my fancy. But then I saw this. It is a blackberry cucumber kolsch.
Nice.
It's called Suburban Housewife.
Well, I see this on the can. I see this pinup girl kind of on a floating thing in a pool looking very relaxed.
All right. Let's see how relaxed she is with this blackberry cucumber kolsch. And this is a little bit lighter than what we had before. This comes in at 5.5%.
Yeah, it's the dog days of summer, so cucumber, blackberry, light beer sounds very nice.
Okay.
Wow, cucumber coming off that thing on the nose like crazy.
Ooh, that smells delicious. Let's hope
smells
that tastes
so
the same
good.
Way. Here we go. If being a suburban housewife means I get to drink this, I'm all for it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's like,
wow.
It's almost like a seltzery spritz. It's super light, super drinkable, a little bit sweet for my taste, but if you're into sweet beers and flavored beers and fruited beers, this one's for you.
I would say this is not as sweet as I thought it would be. That's like, that would be coming from the blackberry, but this is delicious. This is really perfect for the summer, this beer. I'm so glad I happened upon this. It is Rivertown is the brewery, Suburban Housewife, the Blackberry Cucumber Kolsch.
It was such a good What's in Christine's Fridge. We should definitely do this more if you keep stocking amazing beers like this.
Well, I'm going to have to take some more trips and pick up some brews from local breweries because this is really fun.
Yeah, bring me to Pittsburgh next time.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers. And for more, visit WLVR.org/flightclub.